the brother to propose to a sister, he took the intervention of pastor to call the sister, because that sister taught him a lesson. And listen to me, when after the 32nd brother finished his story and dismissed the brother, he now done another, I'm appearing 35, I need a husband. Master's degree of the God, bring anybody. Oh God, do it. Oh God, you see, when you see some sister praying, shaking the head and shaking the leg, and she go and find out whether they miss opportunity. She was screaming, blue man, husband, oh, husband, 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 husband. Why? He had 32. Impossibility. And what does impossibility do? Impossibility will give you the impression that, oh, tomorrow will be well. Tomorrow will be well. He's a great procrastinator. And that's why you see some people, how are you doing? Say, oh, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. God has already done it. It is for you to do what? To discover what God has done. Psalm 52 verse 9. Isaiah 44, 23. He said he has done it. Praise the name of the Lord. So number one is what? Impossibility. Impossibility is operating in the church. People lay foundation of houses, they can't complete it. Just to put a roof. My brother-in-law built, sir, four-story building, five set at the same time. Five set of four-story building at the same time. In different plots of land, in a big compound. You look at the first house uncompleted, second one uncompleted, third one uncompleted, fifth one uncompleted. That's impossibility. If you are wise, if you are used the money that you used to build five, to first complete one, go to two, complete, go to three, complete, but he built five at the same time and he couldn't finish it. Till I'm talking, he couldn't finish it. Impossibility is a spirit. Impossibility that will make a man enter school. Enter school. Year one, he's there. Year two is there. Year three is there. See, receipt is sleeping on receipt. You follow me? Receipt is sleeping on receipt. And by the time they look at it, we are advised to withdraw. I say, no, I don't take the advice. I reject the advice. I want to call. No, no, no. The advice is what? Managerial statement. No, we're not talking about advice that we're asking you to go. Impossibility. Praise the name of the Lord. Number two is what I call the spirit of limitation. Where limits are placed on the life of a man. What others do at 40, he's doing at 80. What others do at 20, he's doing at 60. And then he's so excited by it. You see, limitation is such a spirit that makes you look towards achieving a life's goal. And when you achieve it, oh, you will cry to the whole world. But if you understood principles of divine visitation, you will know that you got there late. A man bought his first car at the age of 80. Now, tell me who would drive the car? His grandchildren. Carry all the guests over. When Papa is going to, they say, bring the car, but Brad is going to church. So we carry Papa to church, they go again. Are you following me? That is what happened when a man... Now, look at Methuselah. Genesis chapter 5, 25. Everybody had children at an early age. But when it came to the time of Methuselah, how old? He was 187 to have his son. His father gave birth to him at 65. And those who gave birth to children at the age of 30. But when he came to Methuselah's turn, 187. And the same spirit fell on the son in verse 28. When he came to the turn of the son, how old? 182. I pray for you. The problem in your father's house will not be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus. I met a sister, and the sister, she wasn't sober. She wasn't sober. So I said to her, sis, what's going on? No husband. He said, he's a pastor. I'm not in a hurry. I said, why? He said, you are 38. He said, He said, that's advanced level. He said, my mom gave birth at 50, got married at 55. My auntie, 57. The earliest one got married at 52. How will my womb be different? I said, your womb will be different because you are born again. You see, what the devil had done is to twist her mind to believe that she will get there at 50. Listen to me. Whatever is wrong in your family, I pray your eyes will be open to see. I say your eyes will be open to see. Then you not explain it away in the name of the Lord Jesus. Limitation. Put limit over somebody's life. And such limit that, you see, somebody say, what others will see and be crying, those will see and be laughing. Are you following me? What others will see and be laughing and be crying, those under limitation will do what? They'll be laughing. They'll say, oh, it's not normal. It's not normal. It's not abnormal. and they will say, the water I will drink will not bypass me. God is a mysterious, God is a work of, God is what? God works in mysterious ways. Works in mysterious ways, pastor. You need to understand. You need to understand. But when the real trouble starts, it's pastor that will not sleep. It's pastor that will not rest. Are you following me? Prayer point upon prayer point. Now, listen to me. The prayer you can pray in the closet, are you following me? God will answer speedily because why? You will tell God the truth. Most times we don't tell pastors the truth. We don't tell pastors the truth. A woman died in our former church in Lagos. She had breast cancer. And breast cancer degenerated to the leg and she couldn't use her limbs. And she told the intercessor, oh, it's my leg. It's my leg. So the head leg. Oh, God, heal this leg. Oh, God, heal. Oh, God, heal. After the woman died, that's when they discovered she had cancer. Many are not real. Many are not truthful. Whatever the problem is, say it the way it is so that the anointing of God will walk in word, in spirit and word, and in truth. So I'm going to tell you the final one because of our time. It's what I call the spirit of delayed blessing. Delayed blessing. Now you begin to wonder what happened to the family of Abraham. Are you following me? The family of Abraham had a major problem. What was the problem? Their father, the father of Abraham. You know the name of his name? Terah. Terah means delay. Terah was delayed in every aspect of his life. Remember that it was Terah that took Abraham from the old Chaldees to Haran and he got stuck. Are you following me? And for 60 years he was serving other God. And Abraham at the age of 75 left his father in Haran. And God told him, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. God changed his name and changed the name of Sarah and changed the name of Abraham. So you are no more to be called the father of demons, but the father of many nations. And God said, I will visit you. You know when God visited him? 25 years later. Delay. Sarah was delayed. Genesis 11:30. And when God saw that Sarah was barren, God opened her womb. Isaac was delayed. Isaac got married at 40. When did he give birth? 60. Genesis 25:21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, and the Lord opened her womb. Are you following me? That's the second generation. The third generation, Rachel. Are you following me? Rachel too was barren. They belong to the same family. Genesis 29:21. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, Leah was hated, what did God do? God opened her womb. If her womb was not shut, why did God need to open it? Oh, you got it now. It's Genesis. I didn't say Genesis 29. I said Genesis 25:21 for Isaac entreating the Lord. Genesis 29:31 is the second one. 29:31. The final one is Genesis 30:22. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, now if the womb was unsure, why wouldn't you open it? Delay. Another delay was that of Rachel. Genesis 30:22. And the Bible saw that Rachel, and God did what? Remember Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. Hearkened to her means she had been praying. Just like Hannah cried to God, and God remembered that. So I want you to understand, delay blessing is a spirit. Are you following me? Delay. If the spirit could delay Abraham, you know that it's not a small spirit. And the danger of delay blessing, follow me, is that delay blessing does not operate alone. It has five major associates. Five major associates that operate with delay. And I'm going to show you in the Bible. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. Are you following me? We read the story of the prince of Persia. What did he do? He delayed, he detained the blessing of who? The prayer of Daniel. For how many days? 21 days. Detained blessing. Many blessings are detained. Many blessings are locked up. Many blessings are chained. Every blessing of yours that is detained circumstantially, in whatever way, in whatever form, we send the bomb of the Lord, we send the earthquake of the Lord to remove it by force in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Detain blessing. Detain. Detain. A brother did jump. He passed. Are you following me? Passed very well. But the letter disappeared. The wife of the brother said, if he gets this admission, it's my husband that will pay. Medical school. Just put it in, put it aside. Second year, put it aside. Third year, put it. You see, The Bible said the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Are you following me? If the devil gives you apple, there is worm inside it. Third year, he kept it. Fourth year, he kept it. Fifth year, he kept it. And then the husband one day was looking for an important document. And he began to throw it here, throw it in here. Look at the fire, look at it, and just saw letter, jam letter. Ah, is this boy crazy? 5 years ago, admission. He didn't even mention it, medical school. He didn't even mention it. And then began to say, and he saw all the five. And he called the boy. Say, you don't want to go to school? He said, uncle, you know I won't do that to myself. I have prayed. I have fasted. Pastor have anointed me. You have anointed me. Over so all the visiting men of God, they have prayed for me. They just said, don't worry, it will happen. It will happen. The Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. And now God has done it. And I have 5 days to go and say yes to them and advise of Ibadan. Please give me the money. Let me go with the letter. Today is a medical doctor. They can delay, but they can never deny. I said they can delay, they will never deny. I thank God that God did not put it in the heart of the woman to burn those letters. She could have burned them. But God took that away from her mind. She just kept it. She didn't burn it. If she had burnt them, that boy's hope would have been seen. Wickedness of the highest order. Detained blessing. Number two is what we call denied blessing. Remember, we are talking of delayed blessing and the five associates. Number one associate is what? Detained. Number two is what? Denied. If you look at 1 Chronicles 26 verse 10, you see the story of a boy called Simri from the family of Hichah. Are you following me? What happened to him? He was not the father. He said, but also Hosea, the watcher of Merari, and son Simri the chief. Simri was not the first. Simri was the last. And they took the last to become number one. They denied Hichah the opportunity to become number one. Are you following me? And now it happens in our family. You have a family meeting. The first one is there. The second one is there. The third one is there. James, who is the last born, is not there. They say, we can't start this meeting. Say, why? I'm here now. Brother John, you are here, we know. But James is the one that talks. He talks. Everything you are going to say here, James is the one that will write it also. How can we continue when James is not here? Are you following me? The right of number one is given to the number last. Why? Because number one, number last has money. Are you following? I pray for you. Whatever will make you to be reduced to a lower level, your time and your rights shall be restored to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Denied blessing. And you see, and when a man is denied his role as number one, is very, very dangerous. Because he reduces the man. It makes the man to be a shadow of himself. But I pray for you, you will not be denied the name of our Lord Jesus. Heaven will restore to you all the years that the caterpillar and the carcass has eaten. Three more to go and I'm done. Number one is what? Number two? Number three? I've not told you. Praise the name of. Number three is deflected blessing. Deflected. You see, I've been in boardrooms. Are you following? Okay, let me tell you. The one in the Bible, Judges chapter 4, if you go to from verse 9, I think to 23 or so, are you following me? Or 26, there's a story of a man called Barak, not Barack Obama, are you following me? Barak was going to war, and he said to Deborah, if you don't go with us, we will not go. And Deborah said, I will go with you. He said, but this battle will not be to your honor. A woman will take the glory. A woman will take the honor. Listen to me. Is it not the same that happened to us? You are doing the work. Your supervisor is the one getting promoted. You are doing the work. Your manager is the one getting promoted. You are doing the work. You are never reported. They never indicated what you have done. I pray for you today. Whoever is taking your glory to shine, the Lord will rise against them in the name of our Lord Jesus. I say God will fight for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Your worth will be declared for you, and you shall eat the reward of your labor. Ah, in the boardroom, you will hear, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to congratulate Mr. Collins. He's the arrowhead of this company. He brought in 5 million business alone last quarter. Let's give him 3 hearty cheers. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. And so says all of us. Hooray! 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 And then the MD now pulls out the list of those who promoted. Lo and behold, Mr. Collins is not there. Miss Tonya Williams, head of human resources. Miss so-and-so, chief accountant, Mrs. Susan, and so, this and this. Collins nodded. That's deflected blessing. Monkey, they walk. Baboon, they chop. An accountant in our company, John Computer Company, ran to me in prayer. You know what happened? One day he told me, he said he had a dream that they were about to give me a car key and something snatch it. He was about to get another car key and something snatch it. And I said, how long? He said this happened about 7 years ago. He said the recent one happened like about a year ago. And I was just talking to someone. He said, go and meet Pastor Ayen. Go and meet him. That there's something wrong. I said, which one do you go? Say, I go to Anglican. I said, is there no anointed man in your Anglican that can interpret dream? He said, I didn't even tell them. Do you know we prayed? I told him to go on a fast and we prayed. And exactly 7 days, he was going out and MD met him. I said, Mr. So-and-so, have we ever given you a car since you came to this company 10 years ago? He said, oh God, no, sir. And you didn't open your mouth to talk? He said, oh God, I've tried. I've written a memo to my boss. I've written a memo to so and they never returned my memo. So, okay, three engineers are coming. Three software engineers are coming. And two field engineers are coming. Buy them brand new 505 and buy one for yourself. I'm talking of the 80s. The man returned to me screaming. God has done it. You see, it is too simple. It is so little for God to turn your story around if only you give him the chance. Many don't pray. Many don't cry out. Many assume, time will change situation. Time will change situation. That was what almost killed Jacob. You know Jacob almost died? Genesis 31, 41. 14 years to two wives. 6 years to work for cattle. And his wages were changed how many times? 10 times. That's what I call defrauded blessing. Number one, detained. Number two, denied. Number three, deflected. Number four, defrauded. Now, when Jacob saw that this Laban is another level of 419. Jacob was 419, you follow me? But 419 passed 419. He started with $50 an hour. Are you following me? $50 to 45, to 40, to 35, to 30. You remember it was changed how many times? 10 times. Divide 5 by 50. How many? 10 times. So by the time the money was approaching $10, he cried to God. Say, God, before I go empty-handed, before I go back on this, from 50 now I'm on $10. The same job. And in verse 42, he said, if not for the God of my fathers, you will have sent me back home empty-handed. But God gave him a revelation of animals mating between the trial. And God divinely blessed him. God will divinely bless you. Even against the wishes of your enemy in the name of our Lord Jesus. Finally, is what I call deformed blessing. One, detained. Two, denied. Three, deflected. Four, defrauded. And number five, deformed blessing. Deformed blessing is a blessing that comes that when you look at everything, it's not worth it. Are you following me? It's not worth it. I've seen people get pay raise. Are you following me? And all they have on the raise per month is $5. And they have prayed and fasted for the raise. And others are getting $50 on top. Are you following me? Some get well, only $5. And that is the story of our fathers in those days. Those who work in the corporation. And when they retire, what do? They give them long service award. How many of you remember? You stayed in America too much, you don't know. Praise the name of the Lord. They will give them work clock, 35 naira work clock. And say, for long, meritorious service award. And Papa will call everybody to come and look at the work clock. Are you following me? Divide the amount by 35 years. You'll see that it's not worth anything. Are you following me? It's not worth anything. Praise the name of the Lord. So they were defrauded. Just like Jacob was defrauded. I pray for you tonight. Whatever has defrauded in whatever form or whatever manner, heaven will deliver from the hand in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is the solution? What is the solution? Isaiah 29, 17, very quickly, because I have just about 10 minutes more. Isaiah 29, 17, because we can't look at this thing and not look at it. Tomorrow I will go deeper, but let's look at the solution we can deal with delay blessing. He said, is it not yet very little while, and Lebanon shall be what? Turn into what? A fruitful field. And the fruit of it shall be what? Shall be esteemed as a forest. Are you following me? It's a little while. When the righteous cry, what happened? The Lord heareth them. Now let's look at the second leg of this prayer. Isaiah 32. 32. I want 32. 32.
32 verse 15.
Praise the name. What is the solution? He said what? Until what? Until what? Until what? Until what? The Spirit be poured from what? From on high upon her. From what? And the wilderness shall be what? What is the wilderness? Wilderness is the dry land you're experiencing. It's the desert land you're experiencing. It's not that the rain is not falling, but it's not falling on your grass. It's not falling upon your land. That is why the Bible says in Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, ask ye the Lord rain. When? In the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds, and he shall what? He shall cause the rain to fall upon every grass where in his field. Wherever field you are operating from, rain will fall upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whether you're a lawyer, it will fall upon you. Whether you're an engineer, it will fall upon you. Whether you're a doctor, it will fall upon you. Whether you're a pastor, it will fall upon you. Rise up and let's begin to pray. 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 I wanted to ask the Lord this night and said, wherever impossibility is at work, whatever has given impossibility the opportunity, I awake tonight, I arise tonight, and I stop impossibility in his track. I say to you, enough is enough. I say to you, enough is enough. You have devoured enough. You have killed enough. You have stolen enough. I say no to you. Oh God, arise. Oh God, arise and measure my portion. Oh God, arise and measure my portion. Oh God, arise and measure my portion. Drive away the evil mountain, drive away the perpetual hill, drive away the everlasting mountain. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Technical, give us the scripture. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 6. So that they will have understanding what I'm praying. Habakkuk, what does he say? Habakkuk 3, 6. 3, not 2. 3:6. Now, he stood. What did he do? He stood. What did he do? He measured the earth. What did he do? He beheld and drove asunder the nations. The nations are the Ogbanje spirit, the Mami water spirit, the evil spirit, the witch doctors. Are you following me? He drove them away. And what did he do? And the everlasting mountains were scattered. And the perpetual he did bow his ways. What are the everlasting mountains? Everlasting mountains are the protracted spiritual manifestation in families. Great-grandmother, single mother. Grandmother, single mother. Mother, single mother. And the baby that was just born, barely 18, is already a single mother. That's perpetual everlasting mountain. Are you following me? You notice that great-grandfather, by the time he's approaching 50, he went bankrupt. Grandfather, 50, he went bankrupt. Father, 50, he went bankrupt. And the son, great-great-grandson, nearing 50, he goes bankrupt. That's everlasting matter. I want you to pray tonight that, Lord, arise and measure my portion. Measure my portion. Measure whatever is missing, procure it for me. Whatever is missing, procure it for me. Arise, oh God, and have mercy upon me. The Bible said the Lord shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. The time to favor her, yea, the set time has come. My time for favor has come. My time for favor has come. Arise, O God. 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 And give me a voice. And give me a voice. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me from the strong man. Deliver me from the oppressor. Deliver me, O God. Deliver me, O God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. Judges 4, 23 to 24. There's a story of a young man. He was eating lunch. And after I finished lunch, the woman who is one of the father's wife called him. Said, come, I want to give you something money cannot buy. I lay hands on his head. And from that day, that guy could not sit conveniently in any examination. His head is always hot on fire. On fire over my head. Very brilliant guy. But any exam he sits for, he's going to fail. F9 parallel. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before children of Israel. You're going to say, today, God subdued any Jabin in my father's house. Even today. Even today. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before children of Israel. No, let's go to verse 24. Verse 24, what does he say? Verse 24, and the hand of, you can put your name, and my hand, and Tawayeni's hand, prevail, prospered, and prevail against Jabin, the king of Canaan, on that soil. Let me give you an example. Wait. How many of you know Pastor Ayo, Richard Jeffo? Richard Jeffo, okay. If you don't know him, don't worry. He's an international man of God, world known. What happened to this man? Nobody in his family ever attempted to do masters and escape it. They became mad. Are you following me? The first attempt, he became mad. Second one became mad. But Pastor Ayo went to do his master's program and he became mad. But thank God for Archbishop Benson Idahosa. Praise the name of the Lord. Cast out the spirit of insanity. He finished it. Are you following me? He finished it. So you are going to pray. That is what ancestral problem. Ancestral problem. He cut across anybody in that family. Do you know, as I'm speaking, there is no family. Are you following me? As I'm speaking, there are families that have never bought a car. There are families that have never bought a car. A brother bought a car. Are you following me? It became his coffin. They can borrow a car, but they can never buy a car. They can rent houses, but they can never build. The moment they build, are you following me? They die. It's not normal. It's not normal. So you are going to pray. Today, I prevail over the Jabin operating in my family, operating in my lineage. The next level demon, the next level adversary that want to stop me from ascending to honor, from ascending to greatness, from ascending to excellence. I say to you tonight, every Jabin, I prosper against you and I prevail. I prosper and I prevail. I prosper and I prevail. Begin to pray. Prosper and prevail. Prosper and prevail. Against Jabin. Thank Heavenly Father. Thank Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. 1 Kings 17:3, 1 Kings 17:9, he said, behold, go to the brook Cherith, for I have done what? For I have commanded a raven to feed you there. Are you following me? In verse 9, he said, go to Zarephath, for I have commanded a woman to do what? To do what? To take care of you. Go to, which belonged to Zion and dwell there. Verse 10, what does that saying say? Verse 10. He said, I have prepared a woman. Yeah. Behold, I have commanded. He didn't say I begged. In verse 3, he said, I have commanded a raven. In verse 9, 10, he said, I have commanded a woman. You are going to pray. Whoever, listen to me. Do you know that many people you have helped, many people you have lifted, many people you have blessed, if they obeyed God and come back to bless you, your story will not be like this. Are you following me? Many of them are resistant. Many of them are disobedient. You are going to pray. Whoever you have commanded to be my destiny helper, whoever you have commanded to be my blesser, are you following me? Oh God, arrest them tonight. I declare restlessness for them tonight. I declare sleepless night for them. I declare restlessness. They will not sleep until they come and honor your word concerning me. They will not sleep. My destiny helper will not sleep. Whoever you have commanded to bless me, whoever you have commanded to bless me and is reneging on the assignment, let them not sleep. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. A brother in our church came to give me a car. God told him to give the car since October of the previous year. And he came in January, pastor, and begging, please, pastor, I can't sleep. I couldn't sleep. And my wife warned me. He said, I don't want the car. Please, sir. Since October, please, sir. Talk about what prayer? Prayer, fire prayer caught him. Are you following me? He couldn't sleep. Praise the name of your destiny helper will not sleep. I said they will not sleep. When they shut their eyes, they will see you. When they shut their eyes, they will see you. When they shut their eyes, they will see you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they will come begging you to take it. They will come appealing. They will come apologizing. They will come begging. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name for what you have done. We thank you for frustrating the talking of liars. We thank you for dealing with the Jabin. We thank you for dealing with impossibility. We thank you for limitation that shall remove out of our life. Delayed blessing, detained blessing, denied blessing, defrauded blessing. They have gone completely. Amen. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, the Lord will pray. And everybody say, amen. See you tomorrow.